Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Vodacom users are less than happy at the moment. Joining us on the line is Jan van Meulen, editor-at-large at My Broadband. A very, very good morning, Jan. How are you?
Well, how are you?
We alerted you to the fact that a lot of Vodacom subscribers were complaining about their network connectivity. You then went on behalf of high listeners, you went to Vodacom, and you've actually started a bit of a back and forth with them around what's going on with their networks. Can you bring us up to speed as to what is going on there?
Sure. So earlier this week, the Vodacom network went off nationally. So it didn't look like everyone was affected. I'm not entirely sure what happened or who was affected, but what I can say is from our own tests, and the reason I'm not sure is because Vodacom didn't answer our questions about what went wrong. They just told us when it came back online and let us know that they'd isolated the fault, but they didn't tell us what the fault was. But what we did see from our own tests, because I happened to be on the road at the time doing network testing, is that our Huawei devices were not connecting to the Samsung network, but our Samsung devices were. And so this could have not been limited to Huawei and Samsung. This could have obviously extended to other devices that might have been offline while others were online on the Samsung network. It wouldn't be the first time that I've seen something like that happen, but it's very unusual for certain kinds of radios to not be able to connect to the network and others can. That people were offline for probably around an hour and a half before Vodacom was able to bring the network back online. So yeah, if you found yourself without connectivity earlier this week entirely for an hour on the Vodacom network, you're not crazy. It actually happened. And the guys at Vodacom scrambled to get everything back online.
Such a strange thing to have happened.
It is strange. I mean, we've had national outages before on various networks. You know, we've had Cell C taken offline in the whole of Gauteng and nationally, for various reasons. The Gauteng situation was because of a rogue device on its network. Wow. The other thing that was interesting is afterwards we took a look at, you know, the statistics from Down Detector, and there's a definite correlation. It's actually super interesting to see between people on Cell C complaining about problems together with Vodacom. And that's obviously because Cell C contract customers have been migrated over to the Vodacom network. And it's interesting to see how Cell C's fate is now intertwined with that of the other networks. When complaints about Vodacom connectivity rocketed up, so did Cell C's. And so, it also showed that the Cell C subscribers who were on the Vodacom network, Cell C contract customers, were not spared. There was definitely like a network-wide issue on Vodacom this week.
In terms of the possibility of this type of thing becoming more frequent, because, you know, we've learned to live without water supply on a constant basis and electricity. I don't think we could cope without connectivity. That would just be too much.
Yeah, barring unforeseen circumstances, I don't see it happening more frequently. The only thing you have to trade on as a network in South Africa is your reliability and your coverage effectively, right? So, people use you, and people pay top dollar for Vodacom because it has wide coverage and it is reliable. The second they are no longer one of those two things, people will go to MTN. And so, I'm sure that someone got shouted at badly, earlier this week when the Vodacom network went offline. And, the folks in charge there are going to make sure it doesn't happen again, because they know this as well as we do, that if, it takes just a couple of incidents like this for you to get a reputation as being unreliable. I mean, Seacom didn't have to go down 100 times for people to go, you know, when they've got internet problems is CECOM down again. It took maybe twice or three times, back in 2010.
Mm.
And that was a reputation that CECOM took years to shake.
It's so interesting. And you're so, right, because you still see it. You still see people saying, oh, I wonder if CECOM is down again.
Yes. And I mean, the reality is that for now it would take, it would honestly, for an undersea cable problem to be causing internet issues in South Africa, it would take two of them to go down at the same time,
right,
for that to happen, which we actually did see happen last year, by the way, and you know, with the off the West Coast, not CECOM, but the WAX and the SAT-3 cables going down. And there's actually new research out yesterday which showed that it was a massive mudslide coming down the Congo River.
Yeah, I read that, I think. Yeah, I read that on my broadband. I thought that was fascinating.
But yeah, off topic from Vodacom there, the bottom line is that the folks in charge know how easy it is to get a reputation, a bad reputation, and how difficult it is to shake. And so I'm sure they will be you know, doing everything they can to make sure it doesn't happen. I think the technical guys, they are being worked really hard right now to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Young, you mentioned the app Down Detector. Just tell me about that.
Sure. Down Detector is a service out of the same stable as Ookla's Speed Test. If I remember correctly, there's a couple of these, downtime, detector services. And essentially what it does is it monitors sentiment on social media. And, it sees when people are complaining about having problems on a service. And then it basically gives an indication of whether that service is up or down, or has gone down for whatever reason. So like right now, for example, I saw, probably in the last hour, there's been an uptick in complaints on Vodacom. There was an uptick, in complaints about Vumatel, which I can see has, spilled over to the ISPs as well, MWeb, Vox, Cool Ideas. So I expect people moaned at them because there was a problem at Vumatel, but I'll have to dig into that to see what's happening. But yeah, it's, if you go to downdetector.co.za, they've got a page there that is localized to South Africa, and it'll show you Vuma, Eskom, MWeb, Vodacom, Vox, Telkom, Cell C, Cool Ideas, Twitter, Instagram, Afrios, Web Africa, and so on and so forth. A lot of companies, you know, down to the banks, Visa, Xbox, particular certain games. I don't know how reliable that is, but you know, they've got Call of Duty and Fortnite on there.
Oh, that's so funny.
They do this kind of sentiment analysis to see whether people are complaining about not being able to access something.
Right. And Mike says MTN is also becoming bad. Biggest problem they can't answer is why so-called Midnight Express data does not get used, and it uses my normal data instead. Is this something that you've come across?
We have had problems with, on different networks, you know, there's sometimes just bugs in business rules that causes, the wrong data to be used. But yeah, that's just a mistake. If that is the case, please send through the details to jan@mybroadband.co.za. You know, along with your case number at MTN, if it's something that you've beat your head against, for weeks now, send it my way and we'll take a look and see if there's a larger problem on the MTN network that's causing this. Sometimes it's isolated to a single customer. But it does happen that there's just a bug in the business rules that's causing this to happen, and then a lot of people are affected.
And there you have it, Jan van Meulen, editor at My Broadband. Thank you for bringing us up to speed on the networks.